The antique slot machine or the shiny new one with all the bells and whistles? Another Las Vegas casino company has entered the competition for the state's only casino license available for Western Mass. MGM Resorts International says it wants to develop a gambling resort in the tiny town of Brimfield, which is mainly known for its spring, summer, and fall antique shows. WBUR's Lynn Joliker starts her report this morning by visiting the site for the proposed casino.
The land for the proposed resort is so remote, the only way to get there, at least on a wet, snowy day, is four-wheel drive. Tires spitting up mud down a long, winding dirt road in Brimfield, up and over hills until you reach a vista. From here, you look out on 150 acres, aptly described by the working name of the proposed Rolling Hills Resort.
So what we're looking out at here certainly is not Las Vegas. What do you envision here for your resort?
I envision a very rural-themed, rural-constructed resort. It'll be low-rise. It'll be low-impact.
That's Jim Murren, chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts International, also a Connecticut native.
And I really think it'll have a very colonial, very New England feel to it, and very, very different than any resort in Las Vegas.
MGM wants to build a casino here at a cost of at least $600 million. Murren and other executives are in town to begin trying to convince residents and local officials in Brimfield and surrounding towns that theirs is the right casino plan for the western part of the state. They zeroed in on this piece of land at the invitation of West Brookfield resident Dave Callahan. He's a principal in the Realty Trust that owns the land and has signed a contract to sell it to MGM. He selected them from several developers he approached to try to bring a casino here.
Other than the fact that you stand to make a boatload of money, why did you want to do this?
Number one, for myself, I'm in the construction business. I'm looking to develop work for the people that work for my company so we can get up and go to work every day.
MGM estimates the casino would create 3,000 permanent positions and several thousand construction-related jobs. The developers hope some of the construction will involve building a new exit ramp from the Mass Pike into the property, meaning only emergency vehicles would be able to access the resort from local roads. Again, Dave Callahan.
This will ensure that the people driving down Main Street in Brimfield today will be the same people driving down Main Street when the proposed development is up and running.
That's not enough to convince Anna Ozolins, who settled here 11 years ago.
It is not an active town, and we love it this way. This is the reason I moved from Jersey to this little quiet town.
She's worried about the impact on the local budget and services.
Even if the MGM has to give them tax money, that money's going to be spent on new people moving in here into a sleepy town.
You got to weigh the costs and the benefits.
Tony Byes, a Brimfield resident for 30 years, says he wants to hear out the casino developers.
I wouldn't go there. I'm not a gambler. But, I mean, you know, it's going to happen anyways. If Brimfield can benefit from it, great. I'm all in favor.
MGM execs say they've already started what will be a long dialogue with local officials, including police, fire, and school departments, about their needs and wants from any casino deal. CEO Jim Murren says they've set up a local office to be available full-time to address residents' questions and concerns.
We believe philosophically that it is not for us to say what a community should want or not want. And we've lost some opportunities because some would say we're perhaps not as aggressive as other people, not as audacious and flashy.
They'll have plenty of opportunities to flex whatever muscle and lobbying power they might want to show as they start drafting actual drawings and plans for the site. MGM is competing against several developers, including Mohegan Sun in nearby Palmer, for the one Western Mass casino license the State Gaming Commission will grant. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.